Greetings. This is Why's That, where WMUK explores what in Southwest Michigan makes you curious. I'm Savilla Mann. Each month, Why's That answers a regionally inspired question. We want to hear what you've noticed at whysthat.wmuk.org. Last year, in a promo for Why's That, WMUK's Rebecca Thiel asked,
"You know that small, like less than an acre park in the Stewart neighborhood? How is that a park?"
As Rebecca discovered, while the park might be tiny, its history is notable and tragic.
West Main Park is at the corner of West Main and Elm, right across from Comensoli's Italian restaurant. You can walk across it in about 30 seconds. Arcadia Creek runs through it, there's a bench, a few picnic tables, and that's about it. It's not a quiet spot, but it's one of the oldest parks in Kalamazoo, founded just a few years after Bronson Park downtown. But when it was created is not the interesting part. It's why. It started with a train. It was May 1889 at about 6:30 in the evening. A train was coming from Kalamazoo's downtown across West Main Street when suddenly it collided with a horse-drawn streetcar at the crossing.
It was called a disaster, a tragedy, and it was probably one of the worst of those kinds of accidents that happened up to that time in Michigan.
Graydon Mines is a member of the Lexington Group, a national organization of railroad historians. He also worked for the New York Central Railroad for 10 years. He says 5 or 6 people died in the crash. The train pushed the streetcar about a block down the track to Academy Street.
The car disintegrated as it was being shoved down the track. But there were 2 women, when it all came to a stop, there were still 2 women seated in the car that were unhurt.
But most women on the trolley weren't so lucky. Sharon Carlson is the director of Western Michigan University's archives. She says the streetcar would take passengers, often women, to and from the Stewart neighborhood, which was, at that time, considered the outskirts of town. Men would often stand on the sides of the trolley, while women would ride in the middle.
There were some men who were on this trolley, and they actually could see what was going to happen, and they jumped off. And the women, though, were seated in the middle, and that was the part that got the greatest impact. In fact, the driver of the trolley and the horse survived.
Carlson says the accident made headlines across the country, and the accounts were pretty explicit. One woman was described as unrecognizable after the accident.
Her husband identified her just by the clothing she was wearing, so it was awful.
Mines says the wreck spurred locals to make some changes.
The streetcar company put in a rule that every streetcar had to stop when it came to a railroad track before it went across.
The city also started enforcing its 10-mile-an-hour speed limit for trains. But what does all of this have to do with West Main Park? I'll let Mines explain.
There was a house here on the corner of West Main and Elm Street. And that was the home of the man who was the gate tender for the crossing gates on the railroad at West Main Street. And after the accident, and he did leave, finally the railroad sold the park, sold the land of the city of Kalamazoo as a park.
Mines says the gate tender was held partially responsible for the crash.
Any train that came along, he was supposed to put the gates down so that cars or the horses and buggies couldn't go through. Well, he went to supper at about 6 o'clock.
He says the gatekeeper intended to go back to work at 7 when another train was scheduled to come through.
But this was a special move by this engine, and so he had no advance notice that it was coming, so he was at home right here on the corner having supper.
After the accident, Mike says the gatekeeper packed up his things and moved to Oshtemo, where he later became a farmer. Sharon Carlson says, surprisingly, the park hasn't changed much. It's always been about the same size, not even an acre wide. And just like the accident that led to its creation, she says, West Main Park has brought people together. The Stewart Neighborhood Association often uses the park for National Night Out, an annual event that encourages neighborhood safety.
It would have been the type of accident that very few people would have not been touched in some way.
And that's how a tragedy led to the creation of one of the oldest and tiniest parks in Kalamazoo. That's all for now on Why Is That? We'll be back next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what in the region you'd like us to investigate at whyisthat.wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Peel.